Hi, this is Dictation for Patient Cecily Tilghman.
E-C-I-L-Y, T like Tom, I-L-L-M-A-N, Cecily Tilghman, date of birth 6-7-1990, date of birth and then date of accident 10-18-2022, date of services. 1-31-2023. The patient is being seen for a follow-up visit today. And he has been a victim of the automobile accident where she was a driver of a GMC Acadia truck and was rear-ended. And then her car hit a front car also. Three-car accident leading to headaches along with ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, spots in the vision. And pain started in the neck area and then lower back area with radiation to the right buttocks. The investigation with the MRI showed that there is a herniated disc at C5-6 level without any significant spinal canal stenosis. The patient has a normal MRI for the lumbar spine, and so no treatment was needed. And the shoulder MRI on the right side was also completely normal. The patient was scheduled twice for cervical epidural injections. And the pains have subsided slightly, but not completely gone. She is being referred to Dr. Mohan for further consultation also. At this time, patient report that her pain in the neck and the lower back continues. And even though MRI is normal, she has a sacroiliac joint involvement. Headaches are 7. The rest of the pains are reported to be 8. ADLs are affected 8. There is some pain in the right leg posteriorly. She also reports loss of balance and dizziness, weakness of the right arm. And 90% recovery has been reported by the patient. She may not be a surgical candidate for cervical disc replacement, but that's what the plan is, since she's a young woman. And ADLs that are reported are walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, the general activity and mood and work are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych that there is a headache, vision disturbance, dizziness and vertigo, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression and panic, and loss of memory, chronic fatigue. And PTSD. Occasional nightmares are also reported. The patient has in the pain and numbness, pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, and lower back, both shoulders, as well as both sacroiliac joint. She reports some pain in the right elbow, right wrist, and hand, pain in the right knee, right ankle, and foot. And some moderate difficulty walking, and she has a stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient has stomach pain but and some digestive problem, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, so you can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, but there is a shortness of breath. In and she has a dot in the vision, and in the last 30 days, patient reports pain has remained the same, and she also further reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication remains narco. Substance abuse none is reported. She has been advised about marijuana use that she is allowed to. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. In the physical examination, the patient has a blood pressure of 117/75, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is will be the same from previous visit of 1-4-2023. Dictation number is 0108-005. With the modification of the range of motion of the lower back is now normal with the flexion at 60, extension at 15, and there is some spasm of the paraspinal muscles with the mild tenderness, no trigger points, and there is a tenderness of the sacroiliac joints. Cervical exam is the same as before. And the SI joints are tender more on the right than the left, and Faber test and Gonsalin test are positive on the right side, and patient has been advised about it. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to advise the patient to continue to Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon, for a consultation, and Dr. Redden to see if there is a feasibility of cervical disc replacement. She is provided with the medications, which are as follows. She provided Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day for additional help with the panic and anxiety. Neurontin 600 milligram every 8 hours, 30 days. 90 tablets are provided. Narco 7.5325 daily. 30 tablets are provided for pain relief. She was referred to neurology, psychiatry, and neuropsych on the last visit in January 4. She'll continue doing that. Neck brace is provided. She's provided with the traction. She's advised about the yoga and meditation, acupuncture, and further cervical spine injections are also advised, and our spinal stimulation device. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days time.